Bodhisattva vow is very important for Mahayana and Vajrayana practitioners. Our purpose of the practice is enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings to attain enlightenment. So therefore, that will never happen if you don't want it to happen. That will never happen if you don't know anything about it. That will never happen by accident. That will never happen by mistake. It will happen only intentionally. So the first clear intention to attain Buddhahood is taking the Bodhisattva vow. And I am quite certain all of you have received a Bodhisattva vow properly, because you are participating in so many initiations and all of this. And if you don't have Bodhisattva vow, then it doesn't make much sense. So therefore you already have it. But anyway, Bodhisattva vow is such that you can take it many times. It's not like monks and nuns vow. Monks and nuns vow you cannot take twice. You just take once. Bodhisattva vow you can take many times, because it will just reinforce the previous Bodhisattva vow which you already have. These days sometimes bodhicitta is misunderstood for simple good heart. To have a soft heart, to have a good heart is very nice. It is good thing, but that's not necessarily a bodhisattva. That's not necessarily a bodhicitta. In Tibetan, Changchub Sempa. Changchub Sempa is not just a single letter pa. It is a combination of three letters. Ta, pa, a, pa. Therefore, it is instead of soft heart, actually you have to be very strong and brave. Power means brave. So you wish to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all sentient beings to attain Buddhahood. You have to be very brave, you know, very brave. You can't be more braver than that. So therefore, one have to also understand the meaning of this this word. So then the Bodhisattva vow actually have two stages. First is aspiration, and second is actual Bodhisattva vow. So two aspects. So this happens, first is like a wish. Second is actually doing it. And when you are really doing it, then everything is for enlightenment, for all sentient beings. Every day you have breakfast. Every day you have lunch. Perhaps you have dinner too. And so each one of these is a lot of karma. Each thing, even if you have a cup of tea, is a lot of karma, because the water which you have boiled to make tea is full of life. And definition of boiling water is to kill all those living beings in the water, so that you don't get sick and you boil the water. That means kill them. Boil them alive, you know? And then after that, you put the tea. But tea just does not come out from thin air. Tea is grown by people, and when they grow the tea, it takes a long time, and they have to kill so many insects, so many beings have to be killed in order to have tea. Otherwise, they will eat the tea. You will not have any tea. So that way, tea is exactly, you know, product of destroying so many lives who like to eat tea instead of drink tea. We like to drink tea and don't like to eat tea. So that way it is karma. And then the milk that you put in the tea, actually it is stolen and robbed. The cow does not come to us and say, "Have my milk, please," you know. And we deprive the baby cow from drinking the mother's milk, and then we by force take the milk of the cow, and then we drink that. So it is stolen property. It is actually stolen property. It is not ours. It is stolen from cow, baby cow, mother cow, you know, so on. And now that way, it is karma, very serious karma. And so everything is like that. So therefore, we should have a very good purpose for having breakfast, very good purpose for having lunch, very good purpose for having dinner. We should have very good purpose for taking medicine, because medicine means killing all the bacteria, all the disease. You know, it is, we call it medicine. It's actually poison for the disease, and the medicine for us, but poison for the disease. It kills the disease, destroys them. So that way, we should have a very good purpose. So that's why we say offering prayers before drinking. Before having breakfast, offering prayers, before having lunch and having dinner, we say these prayers. And I'm telling, I already told everyone here, and now I'm telling you, we should not be just like a goat or sheep or cow or something like that, you know, hungry and just eat, and thirsty and just drink, and now feel the stomach is full, then just sleep. You know, not, it shouldn't be like that.